Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little, and we're sitting down with Pella School District Superintendent Greg Ebeling. And as usual, Greg, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
You had a work session on Monday, and there's always stuff in the works for the school district. Right now, it's planning for the future, and specifically this work session was on technology implementation. I know that the school district has a wide variety of plans in that regard. If you could fill us in on what you guys in the district are working on, that'd be great.
All right. Well, there's been about 18 months of planning already. We, of course, like many schools, have been looking at the digital learning that our kids have. And ultimately, many schools have went to a one computer per one student, which is called the one-to-one computer laptop initiative. So we've had neighbors that have ventured into that water and are currently implementing one-to-one, either at the middle school, high school, or some combination middle school, high school. So there's over 100 schools in Iowa currently doing a one-to-one deployment. What we are looking at, though, in Pella is to have it be more of a pre-K, preschool through 12th grade plan. So that not only are we looking at what potentially could be for our secondary students, 7 through 12, but also our K-6 and preschool as well. So a lot of what we talked about at the work session was just about the benefits, you know, of more technology and what we call is to increase the density of technology across the schools. So while certainly, we are not one computer per student at any of the schools right now. Some schools have more technology available than others. A couple of the things we emphasize with the board is that part of technology with students is about talking about how to engage students. And students in this digital environment that we have most of the time with between their phones and at home, you know, with computers, they're highly motivated by different forms of technology. And a lot of times kids are very plugged into technology during the day, and they're plugged in at home. And then we ask them to kind of unplug when they get to school. The balance is having technology, but also not making technology just for the sake of having technology. But really, how do we get kids to kind of expand their thinking with technology? So one of the areas is around student engagement, trying to create some higher order thinking through technology, helping kids collaborate, solve problems with technology, basically using it as a tool just the same way you would in a work environment, but how kids can work that. And really thinking about that, how that looks in K through 3, in our elementary buildings, how it looks in our intermediate building in 4 through 6, and then ultimately how it looks 7-12 in our middle school and high school. So that's a big piece. The Iowa Core curriculum talks about 21st century skills and the skills that kids are going to need to kind of be able to adapt and change, because most students will change jobs up to 7 times in their life. And, of course, new learning and all those things are important. So we've, talked about, so what skills do kids need that we need to help them with at the elementary, middle school, high school level? And so that was all part of the discussion. We really are not committed to any specific timeline right now, although we're thinking that not next year, but the year after for the 13-14 school year that we would actually do some deployment of a one-to-one initiative. Now, we're thinking that might be 7 through 12. We're not exactly sure 100% yet. We would need ultimate school board approval for something like that. But those are some of the things we're thinking about, and then how that increases also the computer usage across the elementary system as well. So that's what the discussion was around, and we will continue to work through that. We spent a lot of time on it already, and we'll continue to tweak that plan as we move forward.
The other thing I wanted to ask with a one-to-one program is when those computers get phased out of the high school, would the plan be then to start moving them down the grades, you know, so the newer computers go to the high school and so on?
Well, actually, the building that is probably the most ready in Pella schools for a one-to-one is our middle school. So our middle school teachers have actually through the help of Jay Murphy, who's our technology integration specialist. And they are probably ready next year to go to a one-to-one and really implement it well. Financially, we can't really afford to do that right now, so we have to wait. But the middle school is probably our highest priority building, even though you would think it would be the high school. Phasing it in with the middle school first, I think, would be, if we could do it right now, that's where we would start. So those students have been incorporating different things, and teachers have been incorporating different things into their lessons already, and that's only going to increase as we increase the number of computers in that building.
Excellent. Well, I think that brings us through just about everything on the technology planning, and so I'd really like to just thank you once again for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Greg.
Thanks, Evan.
This has been Let's Talk Pella. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.